is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Well, it's Super Bowl bye week and no Lori Baranski, but we're here for another Patriots.com roster report. Friday, January 25th, the players are back to work after a little time off, getting ready for Super Bowl 42, February 3rd in the desert, the beautiful University of Phoenix Stadium, Arizona. The PFW boys will be boarding a plane with the Patriots on Sunday to make the trip out and begin the always hectic Super Bowl week. But before we do that, we're going to get to you up to date on some of the roster issues that are affecting the team heading into Super Bowl week. First and foremost, the team issued a release. Mel Mitchell, special teamer and big scary man, has been put on IR, so he will not be on the Super Bowl roster. And the team did not make a move subsequent to that, so therefore they head into that week with an open roster spot. There's always a chance that we see, again, the practice squad promotion late next week so that a player who is currently on the practice squad and has worked all year could get bumped up to the active roster. Paul Perillo, would you like to speculate?
Which one? No.
Bam Childress.
I totally agree with your assessment. I think that at some point late next week, I think Bill would like to wait as long as he can. That way, if something happens in practice, someone else gets banged up, it might affect the position that
says here. Bam
targeting.
Childress is on the Super Bowl 42 active roster.
And I also would be extremely surprised if it was a player who's not currently a member of that eight-man practice squad. Now you're dealing with guys who are done with their season. You know, so guys that are on the street at this point, They haven't played all year, and they were on the street, and now you're going to ask them to come in and be on your active roster. I don't think you get anything other than a practice squad guy.
Beyond that, in these podcasts, we normally talk about the injury report, but there is no injury report this week. The first injury report for the Super Bowl will not be issued for another few days.
Well, the injury report will be out next Wednesday. And,
that is correct.
We're excited to give that to you. That form will be filled out completely. And
Bill having some fun this week telling every media member as often as he could that the injury report will be out next Wednesday, and he'd be happy to fill it out. Tom Casale, one name we expect to see on that injury report, because it's been on the injury report for the last 17 years in a row, is Tom Brady, but a little different. Could be dealing with a foot/ankle injury, reported as a mild high ankle sprain earlier in the week after he was seen in photographs and paparazzi video in New York with a walking boot. Tom, what is your expectations when we see the injury report and Tom Brady's practice leading up to Super Bowl 42?
My expectations?
Yes.
For what?
How it plays out. How do you see this? First of all, is he on the injury report with a leg injury?
I say he'll be on the injury report.
So no right shoulder. It'll be leg.
Leg.
Will he practice all Super Bowl week?
Yes.
And he starts the game, I'm guessing.
Starts the game, yes. Now, the only thing I could see is if the injury is worse than we think it is and he gets in the game and he gets hit or something happens and he's forced to leave for some reason. But other than that, I don't see any. I mean, he's definitely going to start. I think that's 100% locked.
He said that. He said, unless I'm, basically in a coffin, I'm starting.
And it just, he's a quarterback. He basically just has to step into his throws.
Right.
He's not a runner. So I don't think, as long as the injury's not that bad, I don't think it's going to affect him
and
much.
I think he's the type of guy who could adjust. If he doesn't have quite the same
push-off,
whatever it is, I think he'll adjust.
He's not LT. He's got a pain threshold.
Right. He's probably closer to Phillip Rivers than LT at this point. But, just to bring all the facts up to date, he was not on the practice field when the Patriots took the field after their little break on Thursday. Boston Globe reported that it confirmed he never went on the practice field, even after the media members left. We have not seen him in the locker room. He has not done a weekly media appearance, although there are clothes showing that he has indeed been at Gillette Stadium. And there was a figure who walked through the Patriots locker room in a hooded sweatshirt today with a walking boot on his right leg. Unfortunately, it was Roosevelt Colvin, and he was going to do something in Matt Light's locker. But, there was a little, he could have, if you saw him from behind, about the same size build and everything. But it was Rosie.
Is it one guy white and the other guy black?
Oh, the hood you can't see from behind, the hooded sweatshirt. And just to bring other facts up to date, Rosie claims no ties to the Escalade and Super Bowl ticket that are on sale on eBay, claiming to be Rosie Colvin's.
Oh, nice.
Says he has no ties, and I called BS.
I'm not buying that for a second.
But other than that, the Brady issue is going to clearly be one of the huge 3, 4, 5 storylines of Super Bowl week. The injury, the speculation, Will he play? Won't he play? Will he practice? Is Matt Cassel going to get his first career start? Would it be his first career start? In the Super Bowl? And would the team win with Matt Cassel under center? Real quick, yes or no? Paul?
No.
No.
Wow, two no's. We know Mike Felger of the Boston Herald believes Matt Cassel can lead him to a Super Bowl victory, but
think,
Paul Perillo does not.
He can't come in cold like
Mike
that.
Mike Felger from ESPN Radio, I think, actually thinks that the Patriots won't cover unless Matt Cassel plays.
That's true. He is a big Matt Cassel fan. Cassel getting his due this week, front of the Boston Globe sports section. Big picture of him stretching. No picture of Tom Brady. But that's going to bring us about up to date on the roster. It is what it is at this point. There's an open spot. Tom Brady has yet to practice, and the Patriots are a little over a week away from Super Bowl 42 and a chance at the first perfect season, 19-0 in league history. Mercury Morris, move over. Your house is way smaller than the Patriots. They're building a mansion next door. That's going to put the wraps on another Patriots.com podcast roster report. Not back to Lori because she doesn't work anymore. See you next week.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.